Israel's Security Cabinet has unanimously approved a plan to expand military operations in the Gaza Strip, an Israeli official, though the move will only be implemented after U.S. President Donald Trump visits the region next week. The decision comes amid ongoing negotiations for a ceasefire and hostage exchange agreement with Hamas, which Israel hopes to finalize before escalating its military efforts in the enclave. Separately, the cabinet also approved a renewed plan for delivering humanitarian aid into Gaza, with revisions aimed at preventing the diversion of supplies by Hamas. National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir was the only minister to vote against the aid plan. According to officials familiar with the matter, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, will not directly distribute the aid, but will secure the perimeter as private contractors and international agencies handle the logistics. Israeli and Arab sources say the revised system is designed to curb misuse of aid by militant groups. The developments reflect Israel's dual-track approach, preparing for a broadened campaign in Gaza while seeking to address international concerns over the humanitarian situation. The timeline for either measure remains contingent on the outcome of ceasefire efforts and Trump's upcoming regional visit, officials said. The ongoing conflict has resulted in significant casualties, with over 50,000 Palestinians killed and widespread devastation in Gaza. Humanitarian organizations have warned that the Israeli blockade risks leading to a disaster, and aid groups have called for increased access to the besieged enclave. The Israeli army launched a surprise aerial campaign on the Gaza Strip on March 18, killing 1,574 people and injuring 4,115 others, despite a ceasefire and prisoner exchange agreement that took hold in January. Last November, the International Criminal Court issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his former defense minister Yoav Gallant for war crimes and crimes against humanity in Gaza. Israel also faces a genocide case at the International Court of Justice for its war on the enclave.